checking of rows in a database. You do it very often, almost every day. And I would use any link extension method. So I would just call a dbset.select and then some predicate.any. This will give you a boolean, a true false, telling you whether those rows matching the criteria exists or not. Any is better than count. I see some people using count just to get a precise number of records that match this criteria, but this is more intense. Let's say if you're interested in whether one record exists in a database, and this is what you're after, no more, then you don't need to know that potentially there could be 267 rows in the database that are matching that criteria by mistake. If the first record satisfied that condition, right? And by using any, you can efficiently use an index scan. Whereas if you use count, then the database engine needs to scan the whole index to check what are all the records in that index, depending on how complex that predicate is. Or in the worst case, it scans the table, it's not even using the index, and then things are taking super long and the application is slow. So always use any instead of count. Well, there could be an exception outside of entity framework. If there is some object that has a count and it's not count property or method and it's not calling a SQL server, then feel free to use that one. But in entity framework with link, when you're generating a query, any is faster than count.